see some pens. And then we look, and they were getting naked. And they were going, whoo, whoo, Hare Krishna, whoo, whoo. Like a tribe, like Indians, you know, when they dance. So the devotees jump on them like this to cover them, that Srila Prabhupada doesn't see that. It was, so then Srila Prabhupada was very happy to see still that we gave so much prasadam to them. Actually, we work so hard that 2 times a week I was going with the Volkswagen truck that I had given to the temple. So I was going to the big market and begging. So when we come back, I was going, one boy was driving, I didn't drive. It was full, so full that we put heaven on the roof. We tied up like this. And they like so much to give it to us. And even little by little, they used to come and say, I remember always this man. He kept beautiful strawberries. And he said, here, for Jagannath. Here, for Jagannath. Everybody was so enthusiastic. And because we had no money, practically. And so every day, this feast. So Srila Prabhupada saw them when so he was very happy, but he was, you know, like I was saying, he was caring for us first. So he pat me on my head like this and he said, this is very nice what you are doing, you continue like this, but don't give them philosophy, don't give them much philosophy, because they are so intoxicated that they may aggress you. Because Srila Prabhupada, he was aggressed in New York, and he had to flee down the stairs very quickly. One boy was aggressing him. He was living with one boy who was taking drugs, and he likes this boy, but this boy aggressed him. So he knew, Srila Prabhupada, that we could be in danger. Actually, so then yeah, I was telling you my initiation yesterday. Then we got initiated for Brahman initiation. So it was in there was the big Ratha Yatra, and I spent the whole Ratha Yatra dancing in the front of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was smiling and he was always going like this, and I was dancing backward like this, and after we sit down, and there was plate with bananas, so the first thing I did is that I eat the banana, of course. It was for the initiation, that they don't tell us. Then Srila Prabhupada gave me Brahman initiation, and that was terrible because nobody tell me again what it was even. They just say it's very serious. So I came in the room and Srila Prabhupada was sitting and he said, so look at me and put your hand like this. So I put my hand like this and Prabhupada went doing like this. And I saw, wow, he's doing a game. So I went, I was going like this. Prabhupada said, no, no, like this. I saw, what is this kind of game? And I was really thinking he was doing playing. And he was getting, but not like this, so he took my hand and he guided me like this. And he told me the Gayatri Mantra. You can imagine how much we was not ready. So, and give me a glass. Two. No. Okay, I tell you something.
Children,
that's heavy. Yeah, I was telling to the girls that in this time of initiation, okay, Srila Prabhupada gave a class, and he's, you know, we used to go to Arinam morning to evening before we get the deities. And after, someone had to stay. And it was freezing cold, with kids, I had two kids, and people was giving chocolate sometimes to the children. And so some brahmachari would take it out and throw it on the canal, so the kids would scream. And people were, you know, and we were so cold. That we had the arm in the air, we could not put them down sometimes. So cold it was, icy. Canal, the water was ice, everything ice. But we was doing it, heartedly. And that day, it was hard, eh? We go very enthusiastic. But after like 2-3 hours, we frozen. So we like to go back. And Srila Prabhupada that morning gave a class, and he said, when you go in Arinam, and people are looking at you, and they are smiling, they are making the same spiritual advancement as you do. So my first reaction was, wow, maybe I should have stayed on the pavement instead of, because they're doing the same. But then immediately something else came, and I thought, wow, I never heard something like this. We are doing all the hard work, they are doing nothing, they're simply smiling, and they are getting the same benefit. And I felt that Srila Prabhupada has so much love. Doesn't matter you do something or not, you just want to serve everyone. That was my first that I felt that Srila Prabhupada had something that we don't know. But if you want, I may tell you the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada was not at the initiation, but it was very, very strong, actually. So, myself personally, I had been waiting very long, many months, because it was very strange. I had something in the heart, which was like stuck there, which I knew I was going to be close to him. But at the same time, I could not accept that, because I thought, this is not possible, not me, it's impossible, I am nothing, I am nobody. So it was very strange. I knew, and I didn't know. But still, I didn't accept to be initiated by letter. I said, no, I want to be initiated by him. So, by waiting so long and knowing him and serving so much, it was very strong feeling to meet that person that you love and you serve for so long and you have never seen heaven. So, all the devotees was, their heart was beating like crazy. We only talk about him and wait and breathless. So in the morning, then the door opened, and we was all on our knee, two lines like this. and ready to get initiated for the next day. And I started crying, and I looked the others, but they also was crying, so I felt better. And then suddenly, it was more than magic. Srila Prabhupada was coming from another world, and we had no books practically, only that Krishna book, and many of us don't speak English even. And we had Sri Upanishad. And so Srila Prabhupada coming, and it was something out of this world. And we was just crying, and he went through very dignified like this. It was like his feet was not touching the ground. And I touched a little bit of his feet like this. And at that moment, I fell like this, offer obeisances. And I was not myself anymore. Some feeling like I was a leper, somebody very sick, incurable, for eternity. No one will cure me, no one will get me out, and I was deep in a hole, you know? Like oubliette, I don't know if she said oubliette.
Well.
But worse than that. And then, when he passed, he come like this, I was feeling like my soul started to scream, please help, like you are in fire. You don't have ego, you don't have anything, because you are burning, you want to be out of the pain. So I find myself screaming like this. And he was the savior, and he had come and opened everything, so we was going to, the whole world was going to be saved, and that was unbelievable, because normally it was not happening. Something that, like, we are cross and cross here and forever, for eternity, and he had come. So it was incredible. And after I speak with the other devotee, and they felt it also. And actually, when Srila Prabhupada left, I was in New Mayapur, and then suddenly it was like an iron thing, and like a clap, and I was feeling so bad, like something had been closing. So when Srila Prabhupada was here, he, just by his presence, he did so much. And it's true that when he left, something left with him. But if we remember him with all our strength, and we call him, then we will have that little thing that left with him, which caused big disturbance. It is said in the scriptures, when the Acharya, pure devotee, lived, is a lot of torment. So, and we add it. So, if we always remember and hold each other in remembering Srila Prabhupada, then we will be very safe, and many people will be attracted again, because he attracted us just by love. Can you imagine? We had rejected, actually I had rejected everything my father was telling me, and my father was so strict, so I rejected everything. And then slowly I realized that Srila Prabhupada was first telling us everything that our parents was educating us, and we accepted completely. We were swallowing it. Don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. So that was a miracle. Clearly we are miracles of Srila Prabhupada. all over. That is his miracle. And I really felt he was, I told it I think already, but it's so strong that because we had no big philosophy, all that, he was rising in our heart. That's clear. He appeared more and more, and so we get stronger and we can do all this work. Actually, Srila Prabhupada was demanding a lot of service. And a lot of service. He was saying, you finish your rounds in the morning, but if you don't finish it, you finish it later, but you do 8 hours service a day, plus the class, plus the Mangalarti, plus all this. And I think you are the same, but all emphasis in working very, very hard. And it was very good for us because we don't realize where we was, what we was coming in. Actually, we were so busy, we don't realize how much sacrifice we will have to do, so much tapasya and so much things not to do. We don't realize so hard working for preaching we had to do. So. I don't see. Okay, I tell you something of Vrindavan. It's nice. We had a morning walk. Yes. And we arrived to Krishna Balaram Mandir, and there was big pigs. On the sewage, you know, Prabhupada stopped in front of them and he said, "Je see how happy they are. Je see how smiling they are." And then Srila Prabhupada says, "Those pigs are the Goswamis of Vrindavan. We did not follow rules and regulations." Wow, he was looking at them. And then Srila Prabhupada said, "Actually, they will go back home, back to Godhead. But they will go back by the back door. But we will go back by the front door. And guess what?" Prabhupada said, "And we will shake hands with Krishna." Something come. It's one of my favorites. Srila Prabhupada arrived, and he was there in the front, outside. And he asked for one devotee. We was not many. The crew of construction, well, we were not so many. So Srila, I don't remember which devotee, but Srila Prabhupada asked, "Where is he?" So one devotee said, "He's gone, Srila Prabhupada, to another temple." So Srila Prabhupada stopped. He looked at us. And Srila Prabhupada said, "My disciples are very easily detached of everything. Family, this, that. But the problem is that they are not attached to Krishna." Then Srila Prabhupada said, "Krishna gives you a service. And Krishna is looking at you in that service. And he sees that everything is going well. So, then," but Prabhupada was talking that like, you know, like it's you or me or anyone. That there, incredible. Prabhupada said, "Then Krishna turned back. And he goes to do something else. Somewhere else. And then Krishna comes back. And he looks at you in your service. He wants to see how you are doing your service. If everything is going well, it's so personal. And then he doesn't find you anymore. You are not there. So in that way, you are disturbing Krishna very much. But if you are there, and if you are lucky, then Krishna may glance at you. So that is I was so amazed that how when Srila Prabhupada talk about Krishna, he's there. You don't see him like he's big God or this or that. It's Krishna. He look if you are doing nice in your service. He takes care. So this is incredible. And one little story of in Amsterdam when I was new devotee, Dhananjaya. Before we had Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, I saw that this person is very strange, with the big eyes and very strange. And he's saying that it is Krishna playing the flute. So we had a stem Jagannath on the first book. If you remember, we had a first handbook which says how to put tilak, how to offer. And there was a Jagannath like this. Though I went to... What? So I went to Dhananjaya and and I told him, Prabhu, you said this is Krishna playing the flute. So Dhananjaya said, yes, it is. And when you will chant your rounds nicely, you will see Jagannath, but you will see Krishna playing the flute. So after that, every morning, I chanted my rounds so good, and I opened the book to see if I was seeing Krishna playing the flute. So of course it did not happen. But years later, one day, I remembered that. And actually, yes, I was seeing Krishna playing the flute on Jagannath, no different. So it was very nice, like this. So, three. Wait. Hiranyakashipu? Okay. So I was telling it to the girls, but I think it's very important to see how Srila Prabhupada take care of the smallest devotee. If he's disturbed, he can stop everything. And how concerned he is, and how fast he reacts. So, I was in Krishna Balaram Mandir, and Srila Prabhupada had told me in Amsterdam to send my son to Gurukula in Dallas. He had said, we had a very nice school in Dallas, send your boy. So it was very hard because my boy had not even 5 years. But Prabhupada told me to continue the service. So we was like this, service came first, Prabhupada instruction came first. Many of us neglected our husband, wife, children, ourselves, everything. So actually I I obeyed Srila Prabhupada's orders and I went to America. But at that time, in Europe, we was very backward. For America was like so advanced, so many things. And so I put him there, and it was quite tough because they told me, now you have to go. And he was screaming, and I was crying, and they was taking him like this. And I find myself, wow. And then I went to see Kirtanananda. And I remember, and I was crying, and it was so difficult. And in West Virginia, that was in Dallas. And I went to see Kirtanananda. They told me to go to visit there. And he just put me in a room with full of dishes to wash. And again, I was crying. I would never be able to wash all these dishes. And he asked me for donation. So I gave him all what I had. And after I saw, because I had only one way ticket. And after to give him, I thought, but how am I going to go back to Europe? I have no more money. So then I went back to Dallas to try to see my son. They didn't want. And no money. And I went to knock on all the doors and to ask people. And I was very shy. And I don't speak good English. So they opened and I said, I put my son in Gurukul. I have no money to go back. They don't understand. But please help me to go back to France, and I want to clean your house. So it's one funny thing, is that one lady, she said, okay, you can wash the windows. So she put me in a room, and she said, you can go on the bed to wash the window. And she left. But I was very impressed by America. Everything was so big, big street, big cars, big everything. People with big hat and guns in Dallas. Yeah, yeah, that guns and boots like this. Yeah. So then she left. She closed the door, and I go on that bed. And then the bed start to go like this. It was a water bed, but I had no idea. And I saw that they had made a trap for me. That bed was going to open and I was going to... I start to scream. So just to say how difficult. So then the children came to Vrindavan. I had not seen my son for 3 years at least. So one evening, I was giving him some Mahaprasad that I cook for the deities. And it was embarrassing to be together. He was not happy because I left him there. I was like this. So I was giving him, and then the door burst open, and one of the teachers came in, and he said, what is this, Kirtan? He was not even eight years old, about. He was 4 and a half. And he said very strongly, what are you doing, Kirtan? What is this? A brahmachari sitting on the same bed as a woman? So I stand up and I said, this woman is his mother. And he continued. And then I had already gone to the door and spy what they are doing with the children. And in the morning I was hearing them saying, wake up, you are in Maya. And I was thinking, why they say they are in Maya? Why don't they say, wake up, go to see Krishna? I didn't like. So then when my son, he saw me like this with the teacher, The teacher went. I say, I keep my son on the bed with me. And he left, and my son started to tell me how bad treatment they had. Punching, beating, and even one time, some very, they enjoy cruelty. So they put my son in a wash machine, telling him that they're going to turn it, you know. Bad thing. Then he started to tell me that they would sit him in front of Prishadam, and he had to put his hand like this and stare for a very long time, not eating. Very cruel. Wow. So I pack up my things. Srila Prabhupada had just gone one day before. And he had told me, you don't come to Bombay because I am going to Mauritius very quickly. So I pack up my things. I took the two kids, and I saw my husband on the way, like this. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going immediately to Bombay to see Srila Prabhupada because they are mistreating the children there. So I go immediately. And he knew he could not stop me. No way. So it was evening, and I took the last bus to Mathura. We take a bus, and I arrived in Bombay. So then I said, I have to meet Srila Prabhupada immediately. I put my kids with friends. And it was a terrace, we say. And it was a stair going to the terrace on the side. And Srila Prabhupada was like me here. And it was far where I come up like this. So he saw my head coming up only. And the devotees were telling me, don't go, he has the biggest darshan than ever. Amitabh Chand is there. And Amitabh Chand was the biggest film actor of India at that time. And he had so many big people, which was very important, because we was building Juru temple. So for making life members, for everything. So Srila Prabhupada was talking to this assembly, and it was not such a long time that they had come. And in the front of Srila Prabhupada was all so many, at least 10 of them, 8 or 10. Gopal Krishna, Tamal, I mean, Bhavananda, Hari Keshwami, every Hari Sori, who wrote that in a book. So they were sitting next at the feet of Srila Prabhupada. So it was very intense, and the devotees had tried to stop me, actually, to go to speak to him. But I felt it was very so urgent that I could not wait. But you see, Srila Prabhupada saw me, and immediately he said, oh, Kishori, you have a problem? Immediately. I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. Then immediately he went like this to all the big people and he said, it's all right. You can leave now. Immediately stop everything. So you see how Srila Prabhupada was concerned if you had a problem, if you feel sad, if you don't feel good. He was very concerned. So then I came. I offer my obeisances, and then he said, so what's happening now? So GBC was not happy with me because they had worked very hard to bring all these people for the darshan. So that also, they was not so happy. So then I started to tell the story of Mahaprishad, that I was giving some prasad in the room. And Srila Prabhupada, he heard me about the brahmachari saying what you are doing on this bed like that. And Prabhupada sit like this. And he put his hand like this and he said, je sais how they are. Mother giving some prasad to her son. Je sais how they are. And he was not happy. So I felt encouraged. And Kirtan, he had told me many more things. And, well, everybody knows the tragedy later, what had to go through the children. But not at that time. There was no abuse of children, only bad treatment like this. But you see how seriously Prabhupada took it. So then I was very encouraged, and I started to tell Srila Prabhupada, and it took me a long time, because I started the story. Actually, I told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you told me that you had a very nice Gurukul, and you told me to send my son there. So can you imagine how Srila Prabhupada must have felt? Now I'm thinking like this. So, and I obey you. And it was very painful to me to be separated of my little boy. But still I did it. Because you told me that I had to cook for everyone, all that. So then I told him I took time to speak to him, and he was listening and looking at me in my eyes like this. And I told him even I was feeling so much pain at night. I will read the Krishna book where little baby Krishna have his little shoe that he bring to his father. And that will relieve me from my pain that my boy was not there. And Srila Prabhupada was hearing, you don't interrupt me. And then I started to say the mistreatment of the children. And Gopal, he tried to stop me. So he said, yeah, but Srila Prabhupada, you know, Kishori, she is a mother. He was going to say, I don't know, sentimental, certainly, and too soft-hearted, I don't know. But Prabhupada interrupted him immediately, because he was going to say that I was exaggerating. But Srila Prabhupada, he went like this, and his voice was like thunder, and his eye was deeply in mine, and he said, she is telling the truth. But his voice reminded me that I never heard Lord Nishingadev, but something like this. He was so, because actually, much later on, not so long ago, I saw that GBCs actually, they had not done their work properly. They had not checked properly what was going on in the school, if everything was, so they was shaking a bit, that Prabhupada maybe was going to chastise them. So then I went on. Then Srila Prabhupada said, what is this? I told them, you have a stick and you can show it. You never give it. What is this? He said, one time I said, with two fingers you can go like this. It breaks the ego, to put down the ego. Just like this, he said. Just see what they do in my name. Then I went on, and then Srila Prabhupada explored. He said, oh, thank you. Then Srila Prabhupada explodes completely with such a strong voice. He said, all Hiranyakashipu teachers, Now you expel them all. Immediately. And before to expel them, you hang them. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada, very concerned with everything. And he was managing the whole world. Sometimes some devotees suffer. And management is not caring because they have so much to do. But he cancelled the biggest darshan he had and everything for just a little mother who come and say something, and he believed me immediately. And immediately he acted. So it's so important that we do like this when we see a devotee who is not happy. We should go and say, what's happening? We should pacify and we should have this exchange of love and friendship. And we cannot let someone like this suffer and everything. Okay? Yeah?
So at that time, also devotees were also concerned to each other. Like, devotees also were concerned to each other, like the story of Malati, came to rescue you.
Okay. Oh. With Gopal? I was a very new devotee. So we was in the manor. And Malati, she was a big chief and very, very strong, doing a lot. And she knew I was a good cook, so she put me in the kitchen. And I was amazed, actually, how she was cooking. She was doing things in American way. So fast and with pressure cooker and... Wow, I was always admirative to her. So she put me to cook. But there was, in the manor, and at that time there was a hippie, well-known hippies, with like a long braid up to here, and a crew of girls behind him. But he was such a painter, incredible painter. He was painting Prabhupada Krishna. They gave him the best room of the manor. And he came to me and he said, please, I want you to, how do you say, be a model. Because he was doing some design of Krishna's pastime. So please, I want you to come in my room and be a model. So I came. And then he started to be... I don't know, alive another, I don't know.
Charming,
yes. And then he told me, you know, you should not live here actually. You should live at my place. And me, I packed up my bag and I left. And I came to his house. But I saw so many girls was there and boys and they smell hashish and everything. And he was living on the top upstairs. And I told him, no, no, I stay downstairs. So I stay downstairs. And the next morning, so we used to go in Haridam in the afternoon. So next morning, it was about like 5 o'clock. I heard Kartal, Midranga, Hare Krishna, I said, wow, they are going to Harinam very early today. And at that moment I said that to myself, the window burst open like this, at least 3 brahmachari jump in, Haribol, and they went to open the door, and here is Malati in chief, who came on me, you know. What are you doing here? It's time to cook. And there was, and actually I was thinking what I am doing here also. And so some hippies came down and they took my bag, threw it out of the window. So she saved my spiritual life that day. So you see how we were so concerned. We would have done anything to make devotees and to keep devotees. There was nothing a devotee could do which we could say, oh, Krishna kicked him out, something. Never. We don't know Krishna kick out. We know that Krishna takes only. And Prabhupada also. Anything, like, I was preaching very much, and I was very lucky to help devotees, many, to join. So one time we had a president in Amsterdam, and he was very, like this, precious. He was a sannyasi, and he was very much into big cleanliness, but a bit too much, you know, so a bit strange. And two devotees, they was ready to join, but the girl, it was Vishwa Devi. Yeah. The girl, she didn't want to leave her cats. And never I had cats or dogs myself. So, I said, shh, don't say anything, we're going to take the cats. And they will sleep with us. So we had these two cats sleeping in a broom cupboard, because we were getting quite a few in that broom cupboard. You know, we had not even mats. We just put a bed sheet on the cement and we sleep like this. I had even a new baby and we sleep like this. And we was getting more and more, and it was such a small, small place. And Vishwa, and Vishwa, I remember, she was so picky, and she always wanted to take a foot bath in the evening. I made hot water for her, and I helped her massage her feet, and that she had a foot bath, because her husband was doing that to her. And he could not come in the girl's room. Wow, we did everything to keep devotees, you know. And one morning, a big scream, and we came, and it was the sannyasi on the table. Cats! Ah, it is cats! The only thing we wanted is to be more and more in Buri Place. I don't know if somebody has been in Buri Place. But we slept everywhere. Everywhere, on the stairs, almost in the bathroom. Srila Prabhupada had to come through to go to the toilet. Devotees sleeping in the, you know. Because the only thing is that to give souls back to Krishna. And then we turn, we do again. We give. We do again. The only thing. And by doing this, we knew that Srila Prabhupada was going to come. Because Srila Prabhupada, what he wanted is the temple full of devotees. A roof for all. Not empty temple like in my country. Big castle, and you see five people, and no, he just wanted everywhere. So we have been trained up like this. That was the nicest thing. And we will fight to do service. No, 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 give me the broom, I sweep. No, 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 it's me. No, it's me. And if one devotee was 1 week before, we would worship him like a pure devotee. If he had come 1 week before we came, we see him like a pure devotee. You know, we had such great vision of devotees. Even if they come 1 week before, doesn't matter. Even if they come 5 minutes, he is a devotee, Shantari Krishna. And he's, and Krishna is happy because he's that was I was very lucky to come to a temple like this. So it was like Roni. I was very, very lucky. So we can where? Huh? What? Arina, I told it. And this?
No, Arina.
This?
Only mercy. Please, only mercy. Please, only mercy.
I don't remember. Please, only mercy. You don't remember? Oh, yes. Wow, I have a good memory, huh? 70 years old. So... it was at the manor, and Srila Prabhupada was giving darshan on the grass. There is one picture of him with my daughter. He said she looks like baby Krishna. She had a big hippie dress and curls. And Prabhupada was so nice to the children, and teasing them and patting them, and always attention to the children, always. So I was sitting a little bit back, and Yogeshwara was there, and some devotees around him, and it was a lecture on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I was shy, I was back. Then Prabhupada, he looked at me and he said, please come. So come here. So I was sitting near him. And then Yogeshwara, he asked a question to Srila Prabhupada. He said, but Srila Prabhupada, devotees who have come to ISKCON, they must have some pious activities to actually have come, because so many are there and they don't come. And that I will never forget. So then Srila Prabhupada said, never think that you have any pious activity to your active, I don't know what to say. Never think like this. It's only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Only. Then he tried again. He said, yeah, but still, if they take this mercy, they must have. Prabhupada said, no pious activity, only mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But of course, they have to take. They have to, like if you give some prasad, you cannot stuff it. They have to swallow, like this. So that we are all made on of the mercy. And more we are in Krishna consciousness. We see that we can chant, okay, myself, can chant millions of rounds. What will it change if I don't receive mercy? So we cannot move the Krishna energy. It's too strong. So only mercy. This is very nice. Okay. What is this? Here.
Salad, we got
no, that. No, yeah. Oh, it's a nice story. So, don't make room here. Oh, yeah. Surabhi was telling Srila Prabhupada, said, what is this? There was one, what are you doing now? So Surabhi said, I am making a room for Brahmananda. So he can rest there. Prabhupada said, no. You don't make a room to Brahmananda, otherwise he will sleep all day. So you make him sleep there. it was here, in the entrance. He said, that's where you will sleep. And, yeah, about men and women. So, Srila Prabhupada was saying that, that married life is like a very narrow bridge. And then man is coming like this, and the woman is coming like this, and one has to, how do you say, step back. Huh? And Srila Prabhupada said, and it's the woman who have to do that. Because the woman, they are like young roseau. Comment on dit roseau? Roseau. Like, you know.
Fresh rose?
Non. Les roseaux. Les roseaux. La, comme les cannes à sucre. Comme les cannes à sucre. You know, they grow a lot with water and they give sugar cane, roseau. Something like this. So Prabhupada said, the ladies, they are like the young ones, and their ego can bend. So that was, they should step back. Because the men, they are like dry, all dry. And they break if you try to bend them.
Huh? Old bamboos and young bamboos.
Yes, bamboos. He said, the men, they are like old bamboos, they break if you try to bend them. That was nice, huh? Oh, Srila Prabhupada was saying that men and women, I was there in the room, men and women, they are two different species who hate each other. Who hate each other.
Hate each other. Oh.
Wow. And he said, so for married life, he said, so the men, he was telling so much about that. He was explaining how it was in Bengal at this time. He said that that's why Sir Rabbi made this wrong thing for the ladies, which is so horrible, actually, to live. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that in the house at that time, there was a quarter for men and a quarter for ladies. And they practically don't meet in the day. And only that the husband, they will come at night and lay down with their wife. Otherwise, he said, because there are two species who hate each other. And he was telling about this. He was also telling that the ladies at this time, they would never, we could never see their face, Hindu ladies, in the street and like this. And about children, he was saying to give them toys. Prabhupada said he had two guns. and like that. He said, if you give toys to the children, little cars and everything, then they won't have so much expectation later on. You see? So sometimes they used to stop us to give toys and everything. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, never say no to a child. And you never let him cry. And if he has something that you don't want him to have, then you don't take it away from him. And you don't tell him no. And you never slap him. But you give him something else, then he will forget about it. And he also said to never let ladies cry, otherwise Lakshmi will go away. And another thing for the ladies, Srila Prabhupada was saying that all the ladies have to be protected and married.
And he was explaining that in the Vedic culture, they got married very early, so there is no anxiety. And they start to do little things, and they have no anxiety, and they get used, and they get attached to the person to whom they'll be married. And then Srila Prabhupada said, but if they are too ugly, even then, he said, they got married to a tree. If the girls are too ugly, you get them married to a tree. Srila Prabhupada was very traditional. He met for us for service. He engaged us in all the service and everything. But he was so traditional, actually. So much. Like when in that room, someone came in and said, Indira Gandhi is president now of India. So Prabhupada was, oh, there is no one man in India anymore. A woman is president. It was like this. So, what is this? Oh yeah, for deities, Ilavati, she was in Dallas, and she had small deity. That's important also to know. She had small deity. Then she started to buy very small dishes, very small glasses and everything. And Srila Prabhupada was very upset. He said, it's not because Krishna is a small moti that he's small. So you have to give him a big plate also. Like this. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
On Jesus?
Yeah. Huh? Oh yeah, Srila Prabhupada was always praising Lord Jesus. But he was saying his feet are always on my head, and that he was a pure devotee. And he said also that he had his own planet, and when sincere devotees of him will go there, he will give them the Maha Mantra. But one time he said also, it's better to be a disciple of Durga than Jesus. Because at least it is in the Vedic system. And one time he spoke of Muslim also. He said Muslim can be very strict with their principles. He said it's better to be a good Muslim. He said, you see, like he sounds the opposite, but he's not. It's better to be a good Muslim than a washy-washy Hindu. And can I said one? I can't see.
Don't let girls cry. Okay, we cut that.
Attends, I was here. What here? What is this? What is this here?
Happy family show in Yamuna. Show in
Yamuna. Oh, that's something else. Okay. Yeah. What is this?
Yeah. Gayatri, please.
No,
yeah. Detach from family. Teasing how Babaji walked.
I want a story.
Yeah.
And this.
Opening temple for itself.
Yeah. How can I say? I don't know, for today, if you want to ask something, and...
Which one? You said the Tyatira story, the opening to the temple.
But they don't hear?
I don't think so.
I think so. Did I tell you? Yes. About the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir. Yes. I told you yesterday. Yes. With the dress made in Vaikuntha. Huh?
Yes, she said that here.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know, in Vrindavan, when we came here, everybody was saying it was crazy to buy this land because it was full of thieves and everything. And there was only peacocks and grass, no noise, nothing. It was, and there was even big varan. One time my husband said to me, just look. Bull? No, varan. Lizard. Je see the tail like this. And full of cobra. One time Surabhi was giving a class and Gunanava was sitting like this, like me and you. And he said to Surabhi, don't move. Fortunately, I did not notice, I did not hear. Otherwise, he would have been dead. I would have screamed. And that cobra went on his dhoti like this. And he didn't move. We was living in such a condition, you know. Scorpion. One time or so, I thought one scorpion had bitten me. And Surabhi said, it's all right, you go, you lay down, you chant Hare Krishna. He had been beaten like a few days back also. And condition was like this. And Srila Prabhupada even slept on a in a hut. And but it was very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. If you want to ask something, because I'm a little... tu peux lire, toi, ce que j'ai mis? C'est la page avec les histoires. No, by feet.
Why?
Because Srila Prabhupada said 25 pesa. It was the cost of the rickshaw. And Prabhupada said 25 pesa is public money. And your legs are free.
No,
free of cost.
From the Mathura station, how you got here from the Mathura station?
From the Mathura train station. How did you come?
Mostly by Tonga. Yeah. Mostly by Tonga.
Say the question so people say that. Parvati said the question that how did the people come from the train station here in the old days?
By Tonga. By horse. Like Akrura. We were thinking like this. Horse. And first time I came, it was in Radha Damodar temple. And it was Yamuna, there, Palika, Madhira. And they had one room only. And many monkeys.
On the roof.
Yes, on the roof. We will see the samadhis. And it was amazing, actually. I started to cook for them. They was all sick, boils, everything. Difficult condition for the devotees. And I used to give a garland to Srila Prabhupada. And it was very hot weather, and I I started to think, oh, he should have, I would like him to feel more cool. It's so hot. No air conditioner. And most of the time, no electricity. It's really hot. And then I started to put a bucket of water and put the gallon in the water like this. And then I take the garland out, I go just little like this, and I give it to Srila Prabhupada. And I thought he would be very happy. But after 3 days, and I was seeing that he had was a little wet. And after 3 days, Srila Prabhupada said, "But why are you giving me a wet garland every day?" I said nothing, because... And also, I was telling at the restaurant that sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he was teaching in silence, but he was telling you what to do, what not to do, without talking. Like, for example, all the girls, when we came here, we was young, so we wanted to look like the Indian ladies. So we put ankle bells, bangles, nose rings, everything, big. And and especially my uncle Bess, there was a big noise. So I started to bring the plates to Srila Prabhupada. And I tell you something, I bring the plate one day, second day, I was not feeling at ease. And third day, I was only hearing my ankle bells. And I went out and I just took them out. You know, I had to take them out. And then after, it started with the bangles. They was making noise when I was giving his plate on the table. And I really felt I had to take it all, like this. So many times, you will know when you was doing something wrong. He will not say, but at the same time, you immediately catch up that this is not the proper thing to do. And he was very tidy, Srila Prabhupada. Like I would not be able even to leave a gamsha to on the outside. And I was thinking, but where am I going to dry it? It was normal for me to hang it in the garden. I would say, I don't want this gamsha there. It, everything was so tidy, so neat, so... And many times I was sitting and he was translating, and everything at the same time. Now for Prishadam, he came to Bagatji House to take Prishadam with Tamal Krishna and so many. So we had cooked together, Bagatji and me, and he was very happy, and he sat on a mat like this, and he was all eating Prishadam in Bagatji House, and he liked very much Bagatji's chapati. So after every day, Bagatji would come in the kitchen, and he would make the chapati. And he will bring it to Srila Prabhupada. But that was okay, I was very happy. And Prabhupada will enjoy it very much. So Srila Prabhupada, he was very simple in eating, so simple. You know, he was sitting in the garden, a little table like this, and a very small pillow, that's all. And he wanted his cooker next to him, with his rice. And he wanted shukta every day. Shukta was very bitter. So shukta, I used to... Moi, je suis là. So, he had a nice cooker, three stairs, and it was so incredible. First, I put the shukta. So shukta was made of karela, because he had some diabetes. So, and I can't, sorry.
It is not sukta, it is sukto. It is one of the most delicate dishes which is prepared in Bengal.
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
And likes like Bengal.
It's a delicate dish.
So Prabhupada take it every day?
Huh?
Take it every day. I put karela, some cauliflower, some brinjal, aubergine, eggplant, Prabhupada loved to eat tinda, parval, all this squash. He liked it very much. So in the first, I put the shukta with a lot of water, very bitter, but really nice. When you learn how to eat it, you can't do without. Very, very nice. Then, on the second, you know, is all big holes in it. It was amazing. It was a little pot inside the cooker. You put like a big katori, and there was a plate on it. And inside you put the rice with the water. So it will cook just by the heat of the shukta and all that. And on the plate, he showed me all that. I had to put some tinda or some squash, something cut that was steam. And there was another stair. And there also some steam vegetable. And the top is, you have seen, like a karai. So after that, I take the karai and I make the masalas and put it over it. That's when Srila Prabhupada eats very, very simple. Chapati and his rice. And on this little table, and he eats by himself. Always. And I will go in and out to give him this or that. And so sometimes, yeah, Katshuri. So Katshuri, Srila Prabhupada, he shows me that to make it, it's really nice. You make the dough with yogurt. No water. Yogurt. And after, cook a little bit of mung dal that time, not too much, with chili. Prabhupada told me rather die than to eat without chili. So chili asfatida. And after we put in the kachori and we fried it, and Prabhupada liked the samosa also, very fine crust, and always peas, cauliflower, and potato, like this. And he liked to have gulab jamun in his room, which he will give sometime. And at night, with the milk, he will ask sometimes different things. And everything at the same time. And I used to make his chandal with a piece of sandalwood and camphor, green like this. and a fruit juice, some fruit, and in the morning I will soak poa 1 or 2 hours, then squeeze it and put it into yogurt every morning. And Srila Prabhupada took 4 chickpeas and some grated ginger and this poa in yogurt every morning, and like this.
With salt or sugar?
No, just like this. No, don't put sugar. No, what he likes very much, it was fried, but that was rare. Fried eggplant and yogurt on it, and some dhania pata and chili. That he loved it very much. And about Prishadam, I used to always give, in the beginning, I served him his Prishadam, and then I went back in the kitchen and there was a bunch of, always sannyasis, to ask for some Prishadam, and I didn't know, so I gave them. So there was nothing left. And then Srila Prabhupada called me. He said, I want some more of this. And so Srila Prabhupada told me, you should never serve anything to anyone before your spiritual master is done. Like this.
But if you offer it in the kitchen, you're offering it to Prabhupada.
Yeah, I know, but...
And I give him, I don't offer it to, I offer it directly to him. Qu'est-ce qu'il dit? What he said?
Prabhupada makes it for that.
Huh?
What did he say? He's asking, do you serve it directly to Srila Prabhupada?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Only when he asks from the deities. Otherwise, yes.
I was wondering,
could you speak loud?
We spent some time, quite a few years, with Mother or with Yamuna.
Yes.
At Sharanagati, so there's a lot of parallels of, for me anyway, purity or clarity, transparency, of how you're discussing Prabhupada or sharing Prabhupada from your heart and your love from your heart. And so there's a lot of, I can feel that. So I was wondering, with Yamuna, what was the first encounter that you had with Yamuna?
Qu'est-ce qu'elle a dit?
He's asking what the first encounter you had with Yamuna.
Okay. I had a lot, actually, something very special with Yamuna, recently. So, first, she is a special relationship with Yamuna, which have not been... consommé, which have not been we did not had what we had to do together. You're going to see, I'm going to tell you. She is the one who wrote to me in Amsterdam. Actually, in Amsterdam at that time, he had been a lot of change, and it was I had been in trouble because, shall I say, that's, yeah? So in Amsterdam, when Srila Prabhupada left, one of my brother-in-law, there was three brothers, we was living three brothers and myself, and they all became devotees, but I came first, and after they came. And one of them, he was very young, he was like 17, and after 2 years or so, he became president. But everything has changed already. It goes very fast. You know, this thing I was talking about to you, that like honey pot, something incredible. It doesn't last. After, as you get some money, more this administration, everything, he lost this savor. You understand what I mean? It becomes different. Different. At that time, there was no administration, nothing. We had to beg for eating. If we don't beg, we don't eat. And stuff like this. So it was very, very different. So when Srila Prabhupada left, as you remember, he told me to continue to feed all these hippies. But about 1 week, maybe 10 days later, that young brother-in-law who had become president, he came to me and he said, Kishore, now we have to stop to feed these dirty hippies. And he said, because I want the Queen of Holland to come here. And that looks very crazy. I said, but look where we are. This old garage, everything. And Srila Prabhupada said, continue. Give them prasadam as much as you can. And no much philosophy. Thousands of them. But he didn't want to hear. So it was, when he told me that, it was a Saturday. And the next day was the Sunday. So they used to come every day, at least minimum 100. Minimum. It was hard work. And we had no money, and Krishna provided everything. And we don't ask any money. There are nothing anywhere. So, on Sunday, they come like at least 300, minimum. Even more sometimes. So I said, but tomorrow is Sunday. And they don't know. They're all going to come. And they all were chanting, you know. So he said, no, no question. So what I did is that when he went to sleep and everybody was sleeping, I went in the kitchen very slowly and I cooked the big feast. And I hide the pots as much as I could. So then the time of the feast came. And they start to come. And then I pick up, because I was afraid he throw the prasad or something. So then I took out the pots, and I went next to the big door, and I said, now you have to open, because I cooked the feast last night. And you know what he did? He took a big iron bear, and he put it on the door. So, then the hippies, they were knocking at the door. Hey, Krishna, 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 open! We are hungry, Krishna. And they start to chant, and they even put some small coins. You know, that big door had holes. It was an old door. Oh, I was going mad. So I took the thing out, I opened the door, and he said to me, if you do that, be careful. And then I said, I don't care. I'm going to give them on the street. So I went down the street, and I remember, I didn't know. I had a big dilemma. I thought, oh, I don't want to make offenses. Do they have to sit where is the water? Or do they have to sit on the pavement? Where I have to put the prasad, I didn't know which offense I will make, you know. So finally, they sit where is the water and I put the prasad on the pavement. Everybody was a little wet. So everybody was eating. So I came back. And then, it can happen. So I had two children. And then he said, now you pack up. You see, everything had changed very suddenly because position and stuff like that. Now you pack up and you leave this temple and you cannot come back again. you are fired. I had no money because I had some allowance for children. I will give it to the temple. We share everything. I had nothing. A pushka, one kid like this and one in the pushka. So there was one lady who liked me very much. She see I'm working so hard. She saw Srila Prabhupada also. I went to see her. She was helping me with my daughter sometimes, keeping her. She gave me 5 gulden. So I was in the night looking for a little hotel and I was kicked out of the temple. It was horrible. So I found a little place to sleep. But before to leave, I told him, please, can I come to Mangalarti? So he said yes. So I was rushing to Mangalarti. And then they had received some, you see how is Krishna? They had received some the first magazine to distribute. So they were sitting after Mangalarti, and I wanted so much to go. So I said, Hare Krishna Das, please. I didn't want to say his name, but doesn't. Please, can I also come with you in Arunam and distribute some magazine? It was new. It was so enlivening. Oh, he said, okay, you can, but after you go to your hotel. So we went in Arinam, and you know, turn by turn, we will chant, and one will come out, distribute like this. So we do that all afternoon. Then we come back to the temple, and we sit on the floor, and I put all the Lakshmi on a piece of cloth like this. And I saw so much Lakshmi, I had never Lakshmi. And I counted, and it was 1,000 francs. You know, like old, how much in euro? 1,000 francs. It was a lot. Like they will do, they will have 200, and I will have 1,000. I could not believe it. Then Hare Krishna came. Wow! So much Lakshmi. So I had collected the most and I was amazed myself. And then he said, so Kishori, I think you can come back to the temple. So first, I felt, wow. And I felt a little hurt. But immediately, I saw, wow, it's incredible. He kicked me out by the door and Krishna let me come back by the front door and Krishna made me come back by the back door. He filled up my bag like this. So it was coming not what I had been knowing, you know, and I was feeling uncomfortable. Then Yamuna, she wrote a letter to me and she said that your husband, because he had not come with me, and she said now he is in Vrindavan, he got initiated, and actually I will tell you that initiation because it's incredible, so, and please come to Vrindavan. So she invited me. She wrote such a nice letter. And it was Yamuna. Yamuna was not like Prabhupada, but incredible, pure devotee. She, so I arrived in Vrindavan, and she received me in Radha Damodar. And after, I came to Ramanriti, but Yamuna and me was totally opposite. She was so organized, she was so tidy, she was so perfectionist and everything. So she actually understood that if she had me too much around her, she would go mad maybe. So she, and I was always coming, you know, And so she gave me Srila Prabhupada's plates. That was first time like this, to clean with the mud. I was so happy. And I could never be really her best friend or something. She had already one, Madhira. But she was very warm to me, very, very gentle. But she don't mix so much. I think she could see what kind of different person I was than from her, you know. She would make the bed of Srila Prabhupada and she would tie the bed sheet with pins under. So there is no pleats. And I could not understand that. That was impossible. I had admiration, but at the same time, I could. So all, and everything she was doing was perfect. So then later on, so you see that when she left Vrindavan, it's actually by her mercy that leaving Vrindavan, she told like this, I see her again leaving, take good care of Srila Prabhupada, but I don't know to who she was saying. Take good care of Srila Prabhupada, please. And then Srila Prabhupada took me. He sent Saswarup Maharaj to... I was amazed. I could not believe it. Even. So he said, I can come and cook and take care of his quarter and take care of the next things for the deities and which had to be done, all that. So, you see, I had a relation with her because she gave me Srila Prabhupada to serve by living in Vrindavan. I see it like this. Then, secondly, it was a time where I had some trouble. My Surabhi took sannyas. Srila Prabhupada did not ask him, but he had a kind of dream that he had to take sannyas. And Srila Prabhupada never liked her too much when there was the ladies. I remember he used to say for Tamal, what I would say to Madhira, how can I look at her? Or Bhavananda also. And for me, he said, but what about Kishore? But anyway, Guru Kripa, all that was pushing him. And he took sannyas. And then Srila Prabhupada called me and with all the children and we stay about half an hour in the middle of the room where Prabhupada was, and I could not recognize Srila Prabhupada at that time. He was very thin and his feet was big, big, swollen like this. And it came so fast like this that he was old, and then suddenly he stopped become very thin, you know, and sick. And he was looking at us, and he was chanting. Then he called Tamal. And he said to Tamal, you all, she doesn't know Yamuna, actually. But she said, Tamal, you send them all to Yamuna Devi. So we were supposed to be taken care by Yamuna. But it did not happen. Tamal did not do it. I had nothing to say. I was left with four kids and like 100 rupees in my pocket. So Bhagavan took me. But you know, last year there was some difficulties in my country with the president and everything. And it is true what I'm going to tell you. I was at my altar and I was praying and crying and all that. And then Yamuna came very, very clearly in my mind. Very clearly. She came very clearly, like she would understand, and she was there to watch and protect. And she... Why should I say that? Because I was not thinking about her at all. And she was in Krishna Loka. And it was so strong that I started to tell my friends. one or two friends I had, you know, if you had some problem, pray to Yamuna. She is actually, she can come and help you and watch in you. So, I hope I meet her and we will have that relation that we could not have, actually. It's nice, huh? Because you know Yamuna very well. You see? She was very warm. I used to live not far from her. And they had problems, her and Gurudas. And I was hearing her always say, Gurudas, you're just breaking my heart all the time. She was saying that to him. They had some... like this. She was so warm, huh? And Sannyasis, many men did not like her because she was so strong, you know. So what happened when I saw, actually, when I saw that these Sannyasis and GBC, Tamal especially, and so many, so some of them, they will come to Vrindavan, they will go flat, paying obeisances to her. Because she had this thing of being a pure devotee. But some of them will hate her and make big trouble to her. But it was more of that. Then I saw, wow, they are so tough. So I thought, how can I avoid that? Then immediately I thought, I have all to, I just be quiet and give always prishab to them. So they started the opposite, to love me like anything. So, like Tamal, for example. Tamal, he will come every day when he comes to Vrindavan. I will hear like this. Kishori, I am having a cold. Can you give me some puri and fried eggplant with salt? And every time was like this, you know. And Satswaru, oh, I'm so sick, can you make some of this or that? So everybody was, I just was smiling to them, give them prasadam. I was so afraid that I get... like her, you know, but she was more advanced, and she was she knew things, she knew how to do, to say, etc. And I was not of this standard, so it was better that I did like this, you know.
She mentioned something. So she I asked her, you know, about the Srila Prabhupada, and she said Prabhupada told her, she said, you know, how fame and infamy in this life, fame and infamy, in this life you have to look at them equally. She said to avoid politics. Prabhupada said,
One time in Delhi, we was in the Delhi temple, and Tejas was the president, and he was doing something wrong with the deities, so he turned to Yamuna, and he said, "Yamuna, why don't you told him?" And Yamuna said, "I cannot, because he's the president." No, Prabhupada said, "You have to call it. I told you everything about deity worship." Like this. Prabhupada said she could be a GBC at that time. But he was not treating her in the same way. Actually, he was treating her like she can do a lot, and me was more I don't know. Yeah, more like just a simple person. Yeah. You always fulfill my heart. Always. Whatever. Always. And that he did with all the... Actually, he does with all the devotees. Like Sankirtan devotees. Can you tell that story? Of the books? Allez. Nice story of Sankirtan. Huh? That story you said that...
Well, let me say. actually, I was going in the south of France from person to person. They say, "Oh, you should go and see that person," and another one says, "You should go and see that one." So I went to one lady. She was in her office, and so I started to preach and present the philosophy to her, and she was very receptive. So for me, there was no doubt in my mind that she would take the books. So I put all the complete set of books on the table. And so I say, "Okay, let's conclude, you know, and this costs so much and so on." And so I was sure she would take it. And she said, no, I don't need these books." I said, "But you look very interested." She said, no. I said, "Why not?" So she says, "I have my master. I have a master." "Oh, who is he?" "Oh, you don't know. You should go and give me a name." Well, I told "Where is he?" She says, "Oh, he's up there." I said, "But how do you communicate with him?" She said, "Oh, it's very simple. He gives me instructions through writing, automatic writing." So I think, how can I give these books, you know? Then, I was inspired to tell her, "But you should ask him." Say, "Oh, yes." So she took a piece of paper, a pen, and she went into kind of trance. And she started writing and writing and writing, closed eyes. She didn't even look at the paper. She gave me the paper. I look. And she said, the paper said, "Take these books. It will be very, very good for you. Be humble." So she made a check, took the books. But I happened to go back in this place like maybe 10 years after, and I remind about her. So I went back to that place, but the office was closed, but I had a home address, so I went there. I knocked at the door, she opened, looked at me, staring, and said, "Oh, you remind me, Hare Krishna." I said, "Oh, yes, come in. And we start talking. And I said, "What about your master?" I said, "Oh, that's finished, no more." She said, "No, it's Arjun." "Arjun is communicating with me." Yeah, she had read the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book, everything, and she told me, now my dream is to go to Vrindavan. But she was very old, and I just called her before coming to India, and she just came out of the hospital with a heart attack. So I hope I will see her again. What's going on? But many devotees have the same kind of stories. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Book distribution ki jai.
Oh non.
Ah si, si.
Ah non.
Si, si. Si, si.
Non, non.
Separation feeling.
Non, non.
Very high separation feeling.
Mais non.
Non,
non,
oui, c'est fait.
Non.
Yes.
No, it's too strange. No. No, I look stupid.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. Okay. So, the thing is that...
If you want to tell a story, you gotta
hold it. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Well, they don't have like internet, a microphone, do you see? They don't do that? No.
Yeah, they
do?
They do, but this is just the radio, which is great.
Okay. So, well, you you at first you have to understand that Srila Prabhupada was like a magnet. In French, magnet is aimant. Aimant means loving. Strange. So Srila Prabhupada was a magnet that you are completely, when he comes, you forget everything. No problem. No more problem, no more anything. He's like carrying you somewhere else. And I can't explain with the words, that's the thing. It's just rays around even waves, and it's unbelievable. So you can imagine that when something else, I was telling Lakshminath and Prabhu Yasomati that actually one time Srila Prabhupada was very, very sick, and we worried, and we was three devotees together. And we don't say to each other that we are worried. We can't. Because even to say we are worried does mean maybe Srila Prabhupada may leave or something. So we can't say that. We can't say anything. So we did the opposite. Instead of mourning, wow, this and that, we started to speak about how much Srimad Bhagavatam he has still to translate. You understand what I mean? So it was like we don't tell a word to each other, and we started like mad, saying, oh, I always remember that, saying, yeah, but the tenth canto is not done, and that chapter, and he have to do this, and he have to do that, and but not saying that it was because he was sick. Just we reconfort ourselves like this. It wasn't, you know. So when Srila Prabhupada was here, my only I was always a little bit in agony, feeling separation, because I knew he was going to go. So that was terrible. So one time, it was the day he was going. So already everything was packed up, and they started to go even near the car. And me, I was in the kitchen in a total panic, and I wanted to be with everyone. And more I was in a panic, more I made mistakes. That means I was doing the tifang, the cooker. And I was putting so much that it was all coming down. Tomato sauce, everything. And I could never close that tifang. Always something was coming out. And I was getting so nervous. I'm going to miss everything, and like that. Actually, I was very confused because he was going. So I came to the car, and I had a bag with so much prasadam and this for the plane, for his secretary, for everything for him. And actually, he took it and he gave it behind, and he was already, I can see him, he was already in the car. And he was very smiling to me. And he looked at me, and I was feeling like something terrible happening inside. And Srila Prabhupada looked at me, and he said, he never said that before, he said, you go and you close everything. You close all the doors, you close the window, you close everything. And I will come back. And then the car went. But when the car went, it's like it drives on my heart, you know? Really. And I stand there like this, and I just ran in here. I didn't want to see anyone, and I obey his orders. So that means I start to close everything. The windows, the doors with keys, everything. And then I find myself out in the garden. And, I'm going to put this down. I find myself out in the garden. And in the garden, we always be careful, because he could be a snake or a little, normally not, but he could be. It's not that we used to sit on the, you know, on the earth or on the green grass. We could not, with all these animals and everything. But then I didn't think of anything. I could not stop it. I just dropped myself on the floor like this. And I went all like this. And I cannot say more. No. Well, it was so much separation, you know, that actually, I could not move. I was like this, and I was like weeping. And I felt like I was a dog, missing his master. Just a dog, nothing else. A poor dog who can't do anything else than cry if his master is gone. You know, sometimes dogs, they can cry all day. So I felt like this. And then it was so painful that I started to want to see Srila Prabhupada coming back. Then, that morning dog, I became a happy dog. Just going, waf, waf, waf. And Srila Prabhupada was coming back, and I was so happy and everything. So that was strange feeling, and which I could not dominate. Huh? I could not. It just happened like this. And like I was telling you that when Srila Prabhupada was going, we had all to immediately start to do something to see him coming back. Otherwise, even at that time when we was very more new, it was the same feeling actually. But I was experiencing here and alone and be closer. But at that time, Prabhupada, I can never forget Prabhupada going from the back like this. And I would think, but he's not turning. He's, no, he will go like this. That's something incredible. He will, it was almost cruel. But then immediately he goes, we have to immediately start to do something that Prabhupada is coming back. Otherwise we could not live. Impossible, we would got totally depressed. We would go on the floor and cry. So it's the same thing actually. And then immediately Srila Prabhupada will jump into our heart. Why? Because we thought, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to Ainam, we're going to preach, we're going, we do this. And then we knew, so we was living only, we had no salary, nothing, we leave our family, we leave everything. The only thing we made her live is that Prabhupada will come. And we will have him come only by our service. Otherwise, and we will compete actually. Who is going to do more and this and that? I mean, can you imagine that Srila Prabhupada came in a very old garage with dirty piece, filthy, smelling bad and everything? But he came, why? Because we wanted him so much to come and we worked so hard. So I think if we want him to come like this in the heart, everyone can have him in the heart, is that we have to do very much devotional service to so he appear. And if he appear, we are saved. We don't think of enjoyment and all these things. We can enjoy nicely together, serving him and relishing him. It's very important, Srila Prabhupada, because he is a full container of love for everyone. Full. So, and if one gets it, then, like I said, it's contagious. Everyone can get it. So the more we will get, then the more it will be, and then everyone will be attracted. How come everyone was so attracted like this? Young people, can you imagine to tell these young people not this, not this, not that? It was no, no, no. And we did it. It's amazing. And he was an old person and looking very strange at first. And only love. And it's always there. It's always there. It's more more difficult to get it in how do you call it? In separation. This is really for the big ones. It's like you go to school, you go to the big school after. It's easy when he's there. So that's why maybe sometimes we do many things, but we don't go so deep, and we get busy with so many little things, and crying and do this or that, feeling disturbed, and because it's more difficult, in separation, actually. Okay, I'm sorry to speak to you like this, because I'm so conditioned. I didn't want to say that. anyway.
Thank you very much for sharing all of these things.
We're thanking Kishori for sharing all of these wonderful intimate pastimes of Srila Prabhupada and her sweet, sweet relationship with His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
That I could not put the dress that we decided that Krishna would wear. So I was, that story of the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir. But you know, then I was desperate. But the next day, there was a dress which I liked a little less that I had been made. But I saw that Srila Prabhupada was standing and more and longer. And then he sent Brahmananda to me. And Brahmananda to me that Srila Prabhupada loves that dress so much, very, very much. So you see how Srila Prabhupada was responding, that I was so frustrated with that dress that Jayatirtha didn't want to put. And the next day, he said, this dress is so beautiful, and I love it so much. And it was not my favorite dress, actually. No, really. Hare Krishna.